This is lab 8.2.4.3, mobile device features. I will be doing the Android portion of this. We will go into the settings menu.
System settings, 4 of 4. Settings, Wi-Fi, on, 2 of 35.
That's good that the Wi-Fi is on, but I don't care.
Interface, sound, display and lights, 13 of 30. Display and lights, navigate up, brightness, 1 of 11. Rotation, 0, 90 and 270 degrees, 3 of 11.
So that tells you what modes of rotation are available, but if we go in here,
rotation, auto rotate screen, 1 of 7.
You can turn this on or off. So if I click that,
auto rotate screen, 1 of 7.
Then go back,
display and lights,
and read that setting again.
Sleep.
It will say
rotation disabled, 3 of
11. Rotation disabled. Or I can turn it back on,
rotation,
which I will.
Auto rotate screen, 1 of auto rotate.
And then I can see here.
4 of 7, 90 degrees, 180 degrees, 6, 270 degrees, 7 of 7.
And that just gives you, you can turn each of those on or off to give it the available angles of rotation. And obviously, with that on, and you turn the display, then the display rotates with you so that you are able to see everything the way you're expected to. Which is very nice if you can see, and a bit useless otherwise. Let's go to brightness.
Wallpaper. Brightness, 1 of 11. Blank. Auto, 0%. Auto, checkbox, not checked.
So that turns on and off auto brightness.
Blank. Auto, 0%.
If you... So this is a scroll bar.
Auto, 34%.
This does exactly what you would think it does. It moves the brightness of your display up or down, and if you have auto check automatic brightness, then it will attempt to adjust the brightness for you based on the ambient light that is nearby to try and give you the optimal brightness level so that you can see everything without it burning out too badly. I personally run with an app called Screen Off for the visually impaired, which not only turns the brightness all the way down, but actually turns the backlight all the way off. So it's as if your phone is locked, except that you can still use it, which is quite handy for saving your battery life, because the screen tends to take up the most out of battery out of any system component. Apart from the GPS. Speaking of the GPS, let's go mess with that.
Settings. Buttons. 14 of 35. Language and input. Backup and reset. Security. Location access. 21 of 35. Location access. Access to my location. Let apps that have asked your permission use your location information. Off. 1 of 4.
So that's off. If you turn that on.
Location consent. Allow Google's location service to collect anonymous location data. Some data may be stored on your device. Collection may occur even when no apps are running. Disagree. Agree.
It gives you a little end user license agreement to agree to. And don't we all love those?
Agree.
Oh, yes, we do. So let's agree because we're good slaves.
Access to my location. Let apps that have...
Now we go down.
GPS satellites. Let apps use GPS on your phone to pinpoint your location. 3 of 4.
That's specifically the GPS setting. Before it was just talking about all location services in general. So we can toggle that.
GPS satellites, checkbox, not checked, 3 of 4. GPS satellites, checkbox, checked.
Now, if you uncheck that, then it will be forced to use cell towers and Wi-Fi networks to triangulate where you are, or it will try to do that at any rate.
Wi-Fi and mobile network location. Let apps use Google's location service to estimate your location faster. Anonymous location data will be collected and sent to Google. 4 of 4.
That's not disconcerting at all, but that's okay. Yeah, you can check or uncheck that at your leisure.
Settings.
Now, there's one other place where
home.
You actually can
Paytel.
Look for this.
Play Store. Dropbox.
Which is Google Settings. So I'll just go into Apps,
apps.
Drawer to find
CMC. Google Settings. Google Settings. Play Games. Connected Apps. Location. Google Location Settings. Access Location. Let Google Apps use this phone's location anytime the device is on. 1 of 4. This setting only controls location access for Google Apps. To control location access for all apps, go to Settings Location Access. Cancel. Okay. Access Location. Let Google Location History. On. 4 of 4. Location Reporting. On. 3 of 4.
That's all there is to that.